You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Hello, Double D Consulting. How may I help you?
Oh no, honey. What have I told you about calling me at work? And it's just hit 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, too. This is going to be my busiest half hour. All the seniors and project managers are on their way up here as we speak to give me their dictations and introduce me to the challenges they want me to work on this afternoon. Oh, and here comes Mr. Johnson, right on schedule as usual. Hi, Mr. Johnson. No, please, go right ahead. It's not a customer on the line. My husband just rang to check up on me. I can multitask. No, seriously, it's fine. Get it out right now, and I'll start polishing it off immediately. Hmm? What do I mean? Well, shoe polishing, obviously. What did you think I meant? Actually, I don't think I want to know. Oh, hello. Good afternoon, Commander Cunningham. Yes, of course, I'd be more than happy to clean your balls. You'll need them in prime condition for when you go to the holes later, won't you? I'm just cleaning his golf balls, darling. Obviously. The slurping? What? No, it's just that I have no other time today to eat, so I'm trying to gobble down my lunch at the same time as work with all these gentlemen. I did tell you this was the busiest time of the day, and I've had to learn to multitask. Right. I'm going to have to transfer you to my hands-free headset, as I need both of my hands to work on Mr. Johnson's lengthy task. Oh, gosh, Mr. Rogers, you're here already. Ah, I see. Well, thank you for giving me such a thorough review. Yes, you're quite right. I did notice a couple of glaring holes down the bottom that need filling. Yes, sir. Of course you can use the rear entrance if you'd like. Just be aware that there tends to be a loud squeak if you don't apply some lubrication to the, hinges. What do you mean, phrasing, honey? What are you trying to imply, exactly? Oh, gosh, Mr. Rogers, that word count is so huge. I'm not sure my page layout can accommodate such a huge paragraph. Maybe if we switch to a landscape orientation, then you'll be able to fit it in. Oh, wow. Please, be careful of my margins. They can only stretch so far. Oh, sorry. I just swallowed a whole load of my lunch at once. Oh, yes, Mr. Johnson. Your milk is always the tastiest. Thank you for supplying me with so much of it. I truly am grateful. I would just be devastated if a single drop didn't end up in my stomach. Sorry, what was that, dear? I wasn't listening properly. Commander Cunningham has his hands full with two large titties, I mean treaties, that are demanding a lot of my attention. You thought I said what now? Oh, thank you, Mr. Rogers. Please come again tomorrow. Oh, one second. Look at that. You're still covered in all those lubricating juices. I can't let you return to your desk like that. Please, wipe yourself clean with my hair. No, really, it's not a bother. I rather like the smell, to be honest. Huh? Weird. No, darling. I checked it out online. This particular fluid is really good for my hair. It acts as a kind of conditioner. Now stop your worrying. Anyone would think that you suspected me of... Never mind. Oh, good to see you, Dr. Wilhelm. If you're going to make a particularly large transfer as usual, then please insert your disc in the rear slot, as I don't have any protection installed for the front one. Yes, don't worry. It'll fit. You're not the first one to use it today, so I can confirm that everything is completely clean and in working order. No, that's all right. You don't need to be too gentle with it. Just jam it up inside. Ugh! Yes, that's it. Just like that. Oh, wait, what? Get your mind out of the gutter, baby. Obviously, I'm talking about the slots on my computer. Why would you think that I meant... Oh, how wonderful, Mr. Cunningham. I see your reporting tool is already wrapped in packaging. Okay, in that case, please feel free to put it straight in my box. Yes, the slot, is a bit narrow, but you should be able to force your package in with minimal bending if you put some oomph into it. Yes, just a little harder. There we go. I can tell it's going in. Oh, there you go. You should be able to push it in all the way now. Oh, there it goes. Oh, Mr. White, you have some cream for me today as well? You're too kind. Of course I'll eat it all up. But I've got to finish my main course first, so perhaps if you just squirt it all over these, I'll make sure to lap it up properly when I get the chance. Oh my God, honey, you're such a disgusting pervert. That sounds like sex talk to you. Gross. I'm at work. How inappropriate. Oh, welcome, Mr. Hendricks. I almost didn't see you there. My apologies. Mr. Wilhelm is taking longer than expected to make his deposit. But please, place your dongle in between these two milk jugs and leave it there while you wait for an opening. It's your first day here, isn't it? Well, this should give you a good idea of what our lunchtime meetings are like. Just get your device out and let's... Whoa! Oh, gosh! I've never had to work with black 12-inch card before. I wonder if my, printer can handle such thickness. Perhaps you'd better just try to work it in yourself for me today. Then we can try a test run later once you've established this proof of concept. Oh, God, yes. Please do go right in there. Yes, right there. Oh, God, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, to join you in the meeting room in just a moment, Admiral. I just need to wait until Mr. Hendricks finishes coaching me in how to properly handle a semen shower. Show a semen where to sign his signature. Oh, come on. It was a slip of the tongue. This is your fault. You're the one who's put lewd thoughts in my head, oh perverted husband of mine. Now, I really must go. I have to join Admiral Hung in the meeting room to give him my head. My thoughts, I mean. He's expecting my best oral performance, so I can't be dealing with your distractions anymore. Yes, Admiral Hung is his real name. Now, if you want to jerk your little pecker over the thoughts of your darling wife getting gangbanged by the entire office, then go ahead. But that's all it is, a crazy fucked-up fantasy in your stupid little dirty brain. Oh, and before you go, I should let you know, the Italian investors are visiting the firm again today, so I'm going to be home very late. I'm in charge of organizing their entertainment and keeping them happy tonight, and they are always insatiable. So don't wait up. Okay, the Admiral is tapping his thigh impatiently now. I've got to go. Love you too, you big stupid oaf. Bye-bye. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.